So we are recording now, and Zach, for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Sure. My name is Zach White, and I'm a project manager for the Missouri River Recovery Program in the Army Corps of Engineers Kansas City District.
All right. Now, Zach, why don't you just start out by giving us an update on where exactly we're at with the Jameson Island project?
The contract was awarded for the Jameson Island project back in July of 2013. We've had a pre-construction meeting. The contractor has begun to secure permits for the project, and he's purchased all the rock for the project as well. So he's gearing up to begin full construction in about 3 weeks.
All right. And once that full construction is underway, will any special considerations be implemented in the area?
Yes, we have closed down, or the Fish and Wildlife Service owns the Big Muddy Fish and Wildlife Refuge, and they've closed that area to pedestrians so that there's no safety concerns while construction operations are going on.
Okay, and you mentioned the rock's been brought in. Will anything else be brought in that could affect roadways or anything?
No, everything for this project will be brought in from the river. The City of Arrow Rock is an important historic site for the state of Missouri, and so to make sure that we don't have any negative impacts on that site, we are bringing in the construction equipment and everything, the rock, everything will be brought in from the Missouri River.
Okay, and the Missouri River, can we talk about the opposition to dumping soil into the Missouri River from some agricultural organizations in the state?
Sure.
How are you guys... I guess, are you taking that into consideration as this project progresses?
You know, we've been taking it into consideration for the last 18 months or so as this project's been going on. We worked out with the state of Missouri. We worked with them substantially to come to something that the state could be comfortable with, as they were receiving a lot of pressure from farm groups. And at the same time, there's a lot of support groups out there who want to see the project proceed. And so at the same time, there's opposition to the project. There's just as much support for the project. And so what we've done is we've come to an agreement with the state of Missouri on how we're going to proceed with the project, and that's how we're moving forward.
Okay, and have you reached out to Farm Bureau or any of these other organizations that that oppose the plan?
Not since they sent a letter to the governor a few weeks ago. We haven't touched base with them, but we've touched base with the Farm Bureau. I'm betting it's probably 6 or 8 months ago.
Okay. And have you heard anything from the Clean Water Commission?
No. The Clean Water Commission, since they rescinded the stop work order back in November of 2012, and then requested that the DNR draft up a certification. We haven't heard much since then, I think it was the meeting in January. So it's been pretty quiet from that side since early part of this year.
All right. And back to the project itself, you said it work's going to start in 3 weeks. Do you have an exact date?
I don't have an exact date, but the contractor told our construction office that he'd start the first week of October.
Okay, and is there any concern? I know frequently federal projects, the permit process can take a while. Is there any concern for delays with that?
No, that's what's taken so long since the contract was awarded back in July. We've been working with the contractor to submit his plans for safety and plans to keep the navigation channel open and where he'll be coming in from the river, and just making sure that everything is ready to go when he does begin construction. So that time, the time that you spoke about on getting things ready to go up front, is what we're doing right now to make sure that the contractor is ready to go in October.
All right. And how long is this work projected to last?
The schedule the contractor has provided us said he'll be complete by summer of 2014, so about 9 months from now.
All right. And is weather expected to be a big factor in that time?
You know, The factors that would really affect him would be very low water or very high water. Water where we're experiencing right now in that area wouldn't be a factor, but if we did have very high spring rains, or if we did have an extended period of drought, then that would come into play.
All right. Well, Zach, do you have anything you'd like to add or anything else you think we should touch on?
No, we're very excited to start this project. It's been on hold since 2006 or 2007 when we first had our dealings with the Clean Water Commission, and since then we've answered their questions and are ready to get back to work on building shallow water habitat projects on the Missouri River.